Welcome to Zabonmire Publication. You're about to listen to books introductions presented in just a few minutes. The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. What if you could live so many different lives instead of just one? Would you be happier? Would life be better if you could undo the past and forget your regrets? These chances happen upon Nora Seed as she enters the Midnight Library. Nora is given the chance to live a million times over. But after all these excursions, she only wants one thing. Nora is a depressed 35-year-old girl who lives with her cat. She's lost her parents and hasn't been in touch with her brother for a long time now, and just 2 days before her day at the altar, she walks out. She has left the pursuit of her talents in music and athleticism for a job at a small music shop, along with an afternoon piano class, which is held privately for a young student. Now, the story begins with Nora hearing news that her cat has died in an accident. And the next day, despite all the dismay that bears her, she decides to go to work, but is expelled. She's expelled for causing customers to leave because of her depressed expression. Not before long, she loses her only paying student as well. She calls her friend Izzy, but she doesn't pick up, and a little while later, her old neighbor also refuses her, and he says that you don't need to help me, I will get my help from the pharmacist who is now working near me. So she becomes all alone. And she sees an end in all this. Nora, when she sees this end, she contacts her brother through a text message on her phone and then commits suicide with a strong dose of antidepressant pills. But when Nora wakes, she finds herself in a strange place that resembles at best a library. And what goes on in this library is Matt Haig's facilitation of philosophy. This is what Matt Haig tells, a story between life and death. Thank you for listening. Discover more books and resources at zabonmirepub.com.